the anniversary of the U.S.-led war in Iraq, we are reminded of how dangerous a place Iraq remains for the media. At the press conference, meanwhile, Powell urged U.S. allies to stay the course in Iraq following signs of cracks in its occupation coalition. But his appeal coincided with an announcement by South Korea that it had refused a U.S. request for help in offensive operations and would not deploy troops in the northern city of Kirkuk because of deteriorating security there. The unexpected decision seemed sure to delay the planned April deployment of more than 3,000 South Korean troops to augment 600 already in Iraq helping with reconstruction. And in what some news reports called an astonishing statement, the U.S. Secretary of State had earlier told American soldiers and civilians that Iraq and its neighbors need no longer fear Saddam Hussein's chemical arsenal, even though no such weapons have been found in a year-long hunt. Later Friday, several explosions again rocked the area housing occupation headquarters, though there were no immediate reports of casualties. The past week has seen a spate of bombings, shootings, and mortar attacks across Iraq in what many believe is an insurgency effort to tell the world that the country will be ungovernable as long as it remains occupied. Relations between Washington and Madrid descended into acrimony Thursday after the U.S. Republicans accused Spanish voters of appeasement, and Spain's prime minister-elect said he wanted George Bush to lose the American election. The transatlantic war of words was triggered after José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, whose anti-war socialist party won a shock general election victory in the wake of the Madrid train bombings, described the U.S. occupation of Iraq as a fiasco and pledged to pull Spain's 1,300 troops out of Iraq by the end of June. In response, a string of senior Republicans attacked not just Zapatero, but the Spanish electorate itself, echoing the scorn heaped on France last year when it opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq. House of Representatives Speaker Dennis Hastert said that in ousting the pro-U.S. conservative government of José María Aznar, Spanish voters had politically bowed to terror or to threats of terrorism and appeased the terrorists by changing their government. Republican House Leader Tom DeLay accused the incoming Spanish government of accepting failure in Iraq and permitting the victory of terrorists in the occupied country. And Secretary of State Colin Powell entered the fray, declaring that terrorist actions such as those in Spain last week must not be permitted to determine the course that a particular country will take. Zapatero was blunt in response, repeating his pre-election declarations of support for Democratic presidential contender John Kerry. The new Spanish leader left the Bush administration in no doubt that in Spain, Washington has completely lost the support of one of its staunchest European allies over the issue of Iraq and how to fight the war on terrorism.